that rocks.
Oh, man. Are you saying boots and pants?
Yeah. I don't know. One of my buddies said that one time.
Well, it's from that commercial.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's that commercial with the little piggy. I think it's,
he says boots and pants and boots.
I think it's, what is it, a Geico commercial? Yeah, it's a little little piggy. Boots and pants and boots and pants and boots and pants. That's what it is. Great. It's
good stuff. That's where you got it from.
It's 7:36, the Plan B Morning Show. We got to get right to it. Your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. Who is hiring now, by the way? Special-Light.com is where you can go to find out more. Maybe start that new career today. Amazing starting pay, awesome benefits, and just a great place to work at Specialite right here. Southwest Michigan. All right, your topic for today. Hunter and I saw this one. We're like, all right, that's a pretty interesting topic. Interesting take. So, if it was discovered that one animal species had actually been aliens that have been spying on Earth this entire time, what species would you expect it to be?
Want me to go first?
Go for it.
And I really think this is true. I'm not saying this is just for fun. I really honestly kind of believe this. Octopus, dude, that is definitely an alien.
Weird,
I mean, it
animal.
It changes colors. It mimics other animals. It's got tentacles that just kind of look alien-like. It can fit through like a Coke bottle.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it can get through like a keyhole. An average size octopus. Yeah, yeah.
What is that?
And they're like, you know, they're like, they got that weird like brain shape. Like it's a very alien-esque brain shape. You know what I mean? And
you ever see the one video where the guy is like, he's a scuba diver, he's going along the bottom, and all of a sudden that one octopus just like turns into a rock?
Yeah.
It's amazing, dude, how fast it does it, too. It's just, what? No. So that's my answer.
I can't.
If something's spying on us, dude, it's from the bottom of the ocean, and it's called an octopus.
I can't disagree with you. And think about, too, in a complicated like spaceship, you want more hands, I'm guessing, right? So you got them there. They can be firing a phaser beam with one tentacle. They can be going up and down, left and right. And hell, in that movie, Arrival, have you seen that one?
Arrival, where
they come down and then like it's like all the time and space stuff. Anyways, they're octopuses. All right, they're octopi. Octopi.
Well, how about this? Simpsons don't get anything wrong. The aliens in the Simpsons,
dude. The alien-esque. Octopus. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. They are octopi-esque.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have a different one other than that. I know usually we should have, you know, different views, but I got to agree with you because I looked at some other things.
You're
like
right
maybe,
on board, huh?
Maybe like a sloth. Maybe that's a very weird creature, you know? Like,
it is.
But you can't just look at weird. You got to look at, like, all the things that they do. And out of all the creatures on the face of this earth, I mean, octopi are weird, man. I'm saying that right.
They're,
it's octopi.
They're weird. Octopuses?
Octopuses? No, I don't think that's right. I don't think that's
octopi
right.
Sounds octopi. Better, right?
Really, honestly, any sea creature could be an alien. If you get into like some of the deep sea stuff, dude, it's weird down there, man. It's weird.
So, apparently, I've read this on a forum about the zoo in Chicago over there. And you can go look at the beluga whales. And multiple people in this forum had talked about it. And they're like, there's a weird thing in this weird exhibit where you can look at like a beluga whale will come up right up to the window, apparently.
Yeah.
And they say you lock eyes with this thing, and you get lost. They say it's weird how they look at you. Like, you can tell how smart they are just by the way they and it's not just one guy saying it. Like, the whole forum was like, I had the same experience.
Was this?
I locked eyes with a beluga whale, and it just blew my mind.
Was this stonedpeopleexperiences.com?
It might have been. It might have been. But.
So I smoked a fat J, and then I went to this aquarium, man. And me and this beluga whale.
Maybe weed was involved, but apparently.
Look, I was high on peyote, man, like just losing it. And this beluga whale, I'm not kidding, man, locked eyes with me, bro.
Could not look away, man.
And it's just, he got into my soul. And if I could remember it, because again, I was high on peyote, he gave me the secret to life. But I forgot it. I forgot it.
No, really, the beluga whale's just waiting for you to pass the joint. That's why he's standing there.
Come on, let me hit that, man. Think about the lung capacity, the hit that a beluga whale could take, man.
And do they do it through the blowhole or is it through the mouth?
That's a really good question. That's a really good, yeah. Where does anybody know where a beluga whale or any sea creature that has a blowhole, where they would
somebody
take
somebody call the Shedd Aquarium right now. We need to figure this out.
He got some orca there with a hookah pipe wedged in his blowhole.
Listen, well, man, you torched the whole thing.
Listen to Bob Marley. All right. Anyway, I think that's a good way to start. A good place to start is octopi or aliens, man. I think that's a good one to kick off on. We want to get your answers. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. All right. It's discovered that one animal species has actually been aliens spying on Earth this entire time. What species would you expect it to be? Believe it or not, we got a ton of comments on this. We're going to have your answers when we come back. Stick around.
Hawk and Hunter.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
I'm not going to do that too much. My voice is already killing me.
Burn it out, man. And a new movie's coming out in September.
Yeah, dude.
Jackass forever, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It's 7:47, Brock Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show. All right, your topic of the day, of course, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. It is discovered that one animal species has actually been aliens spying on Earth this entire time. What species would you expect it to be? We got some great answers on Facebook. Here's an interesting one. Timothy said owls.
Owls is interesting.
That's a weird bird, man.
It's the eyes. And there's going to be a lot of answers that we're going to talk about that have a lot to do with the eyes. But the owl eyes,
yeah,
how they blink individually.
And God, they can turn their head almost all the way around.
All the way around?
Yeah. They got just crazy vision, all right? Really good hearing. And it, like Timothy points out, when you hear them hooing, hoo-hoo, that's them talking to other aliens in their own alien language. Yeah,
it might be.
Yeah,
but damn, dude, those big ass eyes. Yeah, know, just.
Have you ever seen like the size of a great horned owl, dude? That could pick me up.
There was one in my parents that fell out of the tree. They got injured somehow.
Yeah,
so we had to call Surrette, and Surrette came. But we got to check out this owl firsthand. You know, for a while, a good hour. Dude, it was wild. It's a big bird, man.
Not to mention, too, you ever found like the owl balls, the throw up balls with like the bones of their prey in there? Dude, weird.
Oh, yeah. Weird. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the skeleton of an owl?
No.
It's terrifying.
Terrifying. Yeah. Aliens, bro. Alex had a good one. He said dogs. Think about the deep cover and all the info they could be gathering as, quote unquote, man's best friend. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, they're spying on
us. Spying us, right? Yeah. Yeah. They're there like, oh, yeah, I'll lick your feet, but I'm going to get all this information. I've also seen you naked masturbating alone in the living room. They're getting all that information on us, man.
I don't know. Just a simple treat can bring them down.
That's true. That's true. They went too far. They started off trying to get him, and then they got bacon strips, and they're like, all right, this is pretty cool. We're all right.
These are good.
Pamela said spiders. That's a good answer. Good answer.
It's a wild looking thing.
Let's see. Michelle, Patty, Amy, a bunch of people said cats. Mary and Jessica, cats was a big answer. That was a big answer.
Just something about cats. Here we go with the eyes again. Yeah. You can get lost in their eyes.
Yeah.
You know what's weird about cats? Dude, it's like every other animal out there knows. Like, dude, a pit bull would walk by and
yeah.
Be scared of Tito. Like, dude, that pit bull is, you know, you're like, five times bigger than that cat. But there's something about the cat's demeanor or something. Every other animal's like, I don't want to mess with that thing.
That they can literally fall from 10 stories up and land on their feet and be like, yeah, meow, whatever.
Walk
you know?
Away.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a wild thing.
Let's take a couple phone calls. What species of animal would you expect to be an alien that's been spying on us? WIRX, hello.
Dude, you know just as well as I do, man. Cats are... aliens.
That's a popular answer. So what about a cat is alien-esque, if you will?
Well, when you think about it, man, there's a reason why all the Egyptians have cats up as their like guardians of hell or whatever it is, man. They know the cats are aliens too. They were there before us, man.
Question: How high are you right now?
Well, given by the trajectory of the sun and the moon, absolutely.
All right, thanks for the call, bud.
Oh, yeah.
Cats. Yeah. So, cats, man.
I think, let's for sure say cats. All right, cats are definitely aliens. I think we can
like
chalk
the,
that up.
She's right, though. Like the Egyptians. Yeah, they're like the guardians of a...
Yeah. Dude, cats were... They're
like gods.
Yeah, they're gods to them. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Okay, cats for sure. We had some other answers on there. A couple people, including Cody... said dolphins. Dolphins are weird.
Crazy smart.
Yeah, smart. Yeah, Crystal said dolphins too. Smart, they have sex for pleasure. They'll get high. They'll get high on pufferfish. You ever heard about that about dolphins?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The dolphins do some wild things. They have some wild hunting techniques. Just spend an hour on the Discovery Channel. You'll see.
Brandon had a good answer. What species is aliens that have been spying on us? He said women. I knew it.
You women.
Women. Yeah, most of it. Llamas. Dan said llamas. That's a good answer, too. Llamas are weird. Someone said giraffes, because there's no reason for giraffes to be around.
it's a crazy weird animal.
Weird animal, dude. Yep.
You see that video of the giraffe chasing the Jeep? Almost looks like the scene from Jurassic Park.
Dude, that thing hauls ass.
Dude, it's flying.
You ever seen giraffes fight? Male giraffes fight?
Yeah, they just slap each other with their heads and their neck.
Unbelievable.
Apparently, dude, that, like, it'll kill. They keep doing that until one dies.
Yeah. Well, they're just doing straight kidney shots with those horns. Their head is on a whip, all right? And they're just with horns on top, and they just whack each other with it. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Nature's scary, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, now that I'm freaking out, I'm going to be looking at every animal like, what are you doing, huh? You're an alien, aren't you? You're an alien. Show yourself, you bastard.
That's what you're doing.
All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of Brock and Hunter coming up. Stick around.